Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Get up!
What?
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God!
What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Friday. Good vibes and variety. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is, in fact, Friday. Always such a good day. Like, everyone's so happy.
It's the best.
It is. Just super.
I mean, it's right up there with Monday, but yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah, you're right.
Days are great.
Just right, all the days.
We're lucky to be alive.
Monday,
what do you always say, Sarah?
Friday.
If you're breathing, you're wealthy.
That's one of my big sayings.
Hey, we got a text contest, and these are just actually comments
about
some of the stuff we've done today. So,
all right.
800-400-3697. Here's a couple. 408 says, that's the only episode of Emergency 51 I remember, too.
How funny.
After they remove the beer tab, the doctor says, next time use a glass. How weird that that's the only episode I remember, too. JC and Reno on Odyssey. 707, I remember that episode of Emergency, too. The guy had been making fun of the paramedics. Karma.
Huh.
I don't remember the part about the making fun of the paramedics, but...
Why would you make fun of paramedics? That's what a funny thing.
You're not smart. Mm. I don't know.
I'll never need you.
415 says, I was just in Cambodia where they have pull top beer.
Oh.
I brought home a cool keychain I made from them.
How do they still have beer from the 70s? I don't get it.
I don't know. Maybe they're just still using the same canning
facility.
Yeah.
And
for the beer they make, that's what they use.
Oh my God. How's the beer in Cambodia?
I'm sure it's, you know, everyone wants to get wasted, Sarah. Effective is my point. I'm sure it's effective.
Yeah.
Taste-wise, I mean, does it even matter?
No, of course not.
I know Maddie's
just get me wasted.
I love a near beer, and I'm like, I never was like, oh, the flavor of this.
Mm.
Oh, delicious.
No, he'll sit and he's like, oh, can I have another one of those fake beers? Yes, you can. You can literally have all of them. They're for you.
I never one time drank because the flavor was so awesome.
Mm.
Never.
Mm.
Same was true, you know, that whole thing about smoking. Like,
oh, no, I liked the flavor of that.
After...
Oh, because when you start, it's no good?
Well, the early days of smoking, you're like, this is great.
Well, I actually have always wondered why anyone gets past that
first drag.
Because you immediately, like, when you've never smoked before, you get a head rush
right.
from it.
I think
so
that
I'm thinking
might be
coughing, and now you get the head rush, and coughing can give you a head rush, too. And you're all like, oh, well, I'm 14. I love this feeling. Let me just continue to try that.
Yeah. Yes. once you fight through the breathing smoke thing and get nice and addicted, yes, there is great pleasure in it.
Sure, yes.
In feeding that addiction. But in the early days, you're just really struggling.
Yeah. It feels like it's tapering off. Like, even people who want to smoke, they're on the vape things or whatever. Like, smoking, it's always so funny to see someone smoking an actual cigarette now. It's completely out of place.
I agree, but I still think it's weird to see someone smoking. Because I drive through the city, I snake my way towards the freeway, and walking the streets, always you'll see that person with just cloud of, they're so smoky, those things, the vapes.
But if it hits you, you go, oh, it's a pleasant smelling vapor.
Oh, I prefer a cigarette. Like,
if you travel, like where I'm from and in South, there's still plenty of smokers. Yeah, plenty of smokers. Mm.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
The tobacco lobby's still strong. Anywho.
Go on.
Okay, well, I was just going to talk about how these texts that we're reading, the funniest one today. This is, I think, the last day of this, but I want to do this more. I love this.
When we have some more prizes come in,
we'll round up some more prizes. We will do this again.
Yes.
Super fun.
Enjoy it this week and...
Maybe next week we could bring stuff from home and give it to people.
Yeah, I have some stuff that I could bring in.
Let's not.
I could do a fun delivered box.
Do that.
Who wants this shoe?
I'll run a buy promotion.
If I could have both, I might go for it, Vin.
You probably fit in them.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you?
Maybe. I do have humongous feet.
You have tiny feet, Vin?
No, but yeah, he has little boy feet,
and I have giant girl feet.
No.
Let me see if I fit in those.
By the way,
they're Vans, and they're like a leopard print.
Yeah.
All right, hold on a second here. You want to try my shoes on?
No, I don't want to try your shoes on.
They're perfect.
They're
a hair small.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
There's no way those are a hair small.
They're a hair small. Here we go.
She does have big feet, though, everyone.
I have giant feet.
And big hands.
Hey, do you want to try my shoes on?
No.
Yeah, try mine on.
No, thanks.
Come on, man.
I do have big hands, too.
Such peer pressure around here.
Oh, you are going to put them on. Great.
Well, I mean, you just peer pressured me. What are you talking about?
I just want to see how you do in my little shoes. Little on the big side?
No, they're not too big. What am I?
I don't
know.
Is this
a mic? Is this
where? It is now.
So they're just about.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
They're just about how I'd buy them. Yeah. Great job.
He's talking, his mic is his coffee mug. That's pretty funny.
Is this one working?
It is.
Hello. Oh, there I am.
Yeah, I turned.
Yeah,
we have the
same size foot.
Basically, yeah. That's funny. Oh, it feels good to
not have
shoes on.
I can't believe in 30 years you've never.
I'm sure we have.
Yeah.
Have we ever tried each other's pants on?
Let's try that now.
I bet you could fit in my pants.
Oh, I don't think so.
You don't think you could fit in my pants?
I actually don't, but I'm not willing to try and find out. I don't think so. Girls have wide hips.
Wait a minute. Hold on one second. When I said, no, I don't want to try your shoes, you're like, oh, you're such a brat. You got to do the bit. Come on, do the bit.
Is that what I said?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
And now here I am sitting here saying, yeah, you can probably fit in my pants. You're going to say no.
I'm trying to think what underwear I have on.
No one's going to look at you.
I'm definitely not doing this, just for the record.
All right.
Yeah. I actually feel like guys' pants are just, they're too narrow.
They're 501s. They're blocky as... You know what?
Blocky, as in they go straight up from your leg to your hip. Like,
you wear 501s all the time. What are you talking about?
Girls 501s. Girls 501s.
Vinny doesn't know what he's talking about.
I know.
What?
Yeah.
What?
There's definitely, like, whatever your measurement is right around your hips, mine is easily 6 inches bigger than that, at least. I'll bet you've got, like, maybe a 32. What do you got? 32?
You're size queen in me right now, aren't you?
I am. I'm bigger than you.
Wow.
Yes, 32.
Mm. So I'm easily like 38 around my hips for sure.
All right.
Easily. I don't even know. I don't even measure myself because I don't want to cry. Did you hear that? I actually had a hitch in my throat right then. Jesus. Anyway, I feel like I haven't done the things I'm supposed to do yet.
Oh, yeah. So can we give away my shoes next week or?
No.
Fine. I mean,
we'll work on something.
We need five pairs of your shoes because we have to do one funniest text every day.
I can do that if you can make it happen.
I'll bring in Maddie. I have some cruddy shoes I'll give out too.
You give out cruddy shoes? Did you just call my shoes cruddy?
Oh, those are good. No, I didn't mean that. They're great.
Leopard print slip-on Vans.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. Right.
Mwah. Top notch.
All right. Just trash me already. It's 8:15, for God's sakes.
Anyway, if you send us the funniest text, which is what this is all about, we have prizes for you, and it's two pairs of two different sets of tickets. Trevor Noah and George Lopez. So just be the funniest today. 800-400-3697. They are both performing in May at the Mountain Winery Concert Series, and we're doing that in less than an hour. Oh, no. We're going to pick the winner at like 9:45, right?
Right. And still looking for a winner. And by the way, don't send me your dumb West Virginia jokes. I've heard them all.
Yeah, he doesn't appreciate it.
Yeah,
I don't. He's so sensitive. Just like a warning, if you want to not win, send jokes about West Virginia. You want to make sure you don't win.
Wah! Wah! Jesus, Maddie.
You guys are being really mean about it. Don't hurt his feelings. He has those. We all have those. All right, let me see what I got over here. I'm sure I have something prepared. Okay, all here that. We go. This is no surprise. Bianca Censori has left Kanye West, and he's written a song about it already. Breaking news. He dropped a new track yesterday called Bianca, in which he says, "My baby, she ran away, but first she tried to get me committed. Not going to the hospital because I'm not sick. I just do not get it." He also claims Bianca's family was trying to get rid of him. And he also unveiled the track. You know, this is the best part. And by best, I mean the worst. He's got a new album called WW3. And some of the songs on it, besides Bianca, the new track he just released, are Heil Hitler, Hitler, Yay, and Jesus, Cosby, and Free Diddy. Oh, and he drew a bunch of swastikas next to the little song titles. So that's happening. I turn it over to you now.
Well, I don't, he's mentally ill.
Mm.
That lady, is leaving years too late.
Yeah, she apparently had a big panic attack.
Well, the question would be, I mean, I don't want to be mean about it, but honestly, like, how much money did it take for you to sit there through all that crap, lady? For real. Like, seriously, the guy's mentally ill and talking crazy talk
that
worldwide.
That was only getting crazier as time went on.
And you sat there till now.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, personally, I'd be happy if she just, you know, poof.
Yeah.
In a cloud back to Australia or wherever you're from, whatever you're. And we don't need, like, there's no excuse for having sat there through all that Hitler talk.
Mm. Soon as the Hitler stuff started with that was there was plenty of other stuff, too. He's a kook.
I don't care about the fashion stuff. To me, plenty of fashion people are like, it's fashionable to not wear a top or whatever. Who knows? I don't know.
Just wear triangles. It's fashion.
But this
look
stuff,
at her in her triangles.
Hanging around while he's doing all this other stuff and
even tweeting things like, you know, I'm praying for him. Like, okay, that doesn't help. So
far away.
Oh God. Did they win? Is this our winning funny text?
408 just texted in quotes, just trash me already. Vin, haven't you been listening? Sarah's been trashing you for the past 5 minutes.
I laughed out loud at that.
That's a good one. That's a pretty good one.
It's on the it's on the list. It's really good. Yeah, 30 years, I like it.
But all in good fun, Vin, as you know.
Oh, 408. Good
that's,
one.
Yeah, that could be put that one on the list of potentials.
Oh,
okay, great. So who's this? Is this Timza? No. Oh, page 6. Kanye West confirms wife Bianca Censori left him, had panic attack over disturbing rants in his new song, She Ran Away. So he's confirming that she's dumped him over his disturbing social media rants, etc. He's saying, and by the way, she's an Australian architect, in case anyone's wondering what Bianca's.
Well, that's why I said Australia. I believe she's from there. And I just, I don't. it's kind of unforgivable. If you're this, now maybe she's got some mental illness as well, and that needs to be shared with people. Otherwise, what's your excuse beside money?
And exposure, right? I mean, that's honestly, is it just like a love of the limelight and this guy can get it for me? Or maybe she gets a taste of that a couple years ago and decides,
just doing
okay,
what he says brought the money and that was the motivator. I don't know. I don't know if she got off on the public nudity.
Like, there's that weird movie that he just did. It's all pictures of her. And then he's writing some book about how to be a good wife, which thanks for the tips, dude. So now they're saying, he says, Kanye West confirms his wife, Bianca Censori, dumped him over disturbing social media rants. She had a, quote, panic attack as a result of the vile hate that he has continuously spewed on what used to be Twitter. And in his new song, Bianca, which I just read you some of the lyrics. By the way, is it true that this record, WW3, came out yesterday? The whole thing came out yesterday? It's saying Thursday, and this is out of Page Six. It could be a thing from yesterday. Yeah, this is from yesterday. So,
New releases. I'm looking on iTunes.
Do you see him? It's possible this place is not carrying this.
Well,
like with song titles like that, I'd be like, no, thanks.
I think Apple would have every right to say, nope.
Yeah.
Not us. I don't see it.
Yeah. I mean, it's saying it was dropped and people are talking about it, but it's not, you know, I haven't like done enough looking in, but I don't see it anywhere.
Is he like huge on Tidal or something? Is he in that bed? Or is he like a Spotify?
No, that's Jay-Z's thing.
I know, but like where, if I wanted to go listen to a bunch of Kanye, can I get that anywhere unless it's about Hitler?
Is Will Smith last week or this week? Because that's there.
Will Smith was last week.
Okay.
But Will Smith is not putting out Hitler songs.
I'm not saying that he is. I'm just trying to say that have I gone too far down the list? Because I don't know. It doesn't say this was last week. This is this week.
If they were putting a new Kanye record in front of people, it would be the first thing.
And honestly, part of that is, as I scan through the records released, there's been a string of names I do not recognize until I got to Will Smith. Like, there's so many records that are just names that I have no idea about.
So you can find, I hate to even give them, you know, tell people where to get this, but SoundCloud is where everything
is. So it is
right
out.
Now. Yeah, it is out, and it's all on SoundCloud.
Well,
right,
SoundCloud
now
is just user driven. I mean, it's the people who put, like, that's where my son puts all mm-hmm. his music. That and like Bandcamp. I bet he's on Bandcamp.
I recognize Sleigh Bells. That's it. A million names. I don't know. All new music. Mm. Okay. Well, anyway, I won't be listening to that. And I did used to listen to Kanye. He had his first, I don't know, four or five albums were good.
Brilliant.
I guess Kim Kardashian's been trying to get a hold of Bianca. Soon as the split news broke, she's reached out immediately. Kim Kardashian reached out as soon as she heard that they'd split up. The architect, Bianca Censori, ignored Kardashian's attempt to connect, says some source. Bianca ignored Kim, but it was still important to let her know that she's there, that Kim let her know that she was there, if and when she ever needs someone to talk to someone else who's been through it. Apparently she reached right out, which I actually think, isn't that nice? No one knows like Kim Kardashian. So there you go. 30-year-old Bianca Censori may be leaving the public scene. I'll miss her. I mean, the outfits were great. For a while there, I was seeing her in something new every single dingle day. There were some good pictures of that film that they just put out, like, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks ago, after the first rumors that they had broken up, Bianca and Kanye.
Mm-hmm.
There were, like, some of the images were stunning. I don't know who's photographing this stuff, but it was like, whoa, it's actually beautiful.
I don't know. I'm someone that believes she should have walked quite a while ago.
Oh, there's
And to have like, I get it. Maybe there is real love there. Maybe there is. I don't know. Maybe she's even a victim. I don't know.
Right.
But until she says that what was going on, I can't help but think you're sitting there green lighting all this stuff.
Mm. Yeah.
It's all over you too if you're going to stand there holding his hand. You know what I mean?
Among other things.
Right.
Yeah. I really feel like she, there had to be a part of her that was like, yeah, I'll do this and I'll be famous. You know, people want to be famous. They want to be known. Even that Julia Fox chick he was with for a minute right after.
Well, I didn't know she was an actor. I thought her only thing was Kanye.
Well, she was on some show or other, right? So she was, I guess, mm-hmm. somewhat known. But she went like quickly off the deep end. She, even now, I'll see her promoting something or other, like some little tiny bit part she's got in a movie. And she just comes out and she's like dressed to make headlines, like weird crap or, you know, huge bushy eyebrows or no eyebrows at all and some weird outfit. Anyway, this Bianca, though, honestly, she seemed to me, there were times when I'm like, I'm actually worried about her because I feel like she's drugged up. Like she has the blankest look on her face. And what woman in her right mind, what person, forget women, what person in their right mind is letting Kanye put triangles on them and wheel them out into down red carpets?
Again, I clothing thing, I can just say you do you, whatever. Like that's the, but this, all this other stuff, standing by his side and sitting there while he spews all of this stuff. Okay, you got bought. Unless you tell us otherwise, maybe that's what's got to happen. She has to do an interview with somebody and say, I was being held or I was being drugged or I.
But she
was so deeply in love.
Said that a million times that she was fine. I'm fine. What?
Who knows? Maybe she was trying to rescue him somehow. Like, but you know.
Maybe. Well, it didn't work. All right. That's all I have time for. I know. We talked about so many other things, though.
I will get to nerd news and more after these.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
You could do this solo, right? You could play this.
Yeah, you mean...
It's all scales.
Yeah, I've never tried, but yes.
You gotta work that out. This Come is, in here and
I
rock
really
it out
don't
for
need
us.
To listen to this song. I love this song. I think she's a great artist, and I think that it's...
You don't need it stuck any further in your head.
Catchy as could be. But that for me has become a real problem. I'm hearing it in my at night.
Oh no.
I'm hearing it at night.
It's in your dreams.
No, it's in my head when I go pee pee. I realize I'm singing that song. Why? I haven't heard it in hours. There it is. Oh. It lives there now.
Pink pony glow.
Mm-hmm.
Pink pony dog.
Hey, credit to her. It's a good song.
Oh, it is. It's very catchy. It's Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, and it is Friday. Check out the Alice 97.3 Instagram to see pics from the show. Did we put up some pictures of Vinny's leopard print shoe swap?
I will work on it.
Yeah, we may have those to give away next week, so we can keep those funny texts coming. You can also get links to all our personal profiles all on the Alice 97.3 Instagram.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by... Outside Lands. Oh, all week, nice. Listen for the code word at 905, 1205, 505, and 605. Text that code word to our contest line, 20357, for your chance to win a pair of three-day general admission festival passes to Outside Lands, starring Hozier, Gracie Abrams, Doja Cat, and more, on August 8th through the 10th in Golden Gate Park, courtesy of Another Planet. Okay, there's that. Mostly, we'll see sunny skies today. We'll start to see some clouds turn up this evening and over the weekend as well. Rain is possible for Monday.
That's a bummer.
It is a bummer. I thought we were done.
Yeah.
But it was what I wanted, though, so I was seeing what I really was hoping for. You know what I mean?
I guess. I mean, when you said it, though, I looked and it was clear and everything looked good.
Okay. When my car drove me in this morning.
Oh, yes. Blue Cruise.
It's unbelievable. I can't believe what it's so wonderful.
Oh,
By the way, I figured out how that thing works. So I have this front from Frontier Ford in Santa Clara. I got a Mach-E electric car.
It's a Mustang.
It's a Mustang Mach-E. And it's got something called Blue Cruise where it'll stay in the lane and it'll also keep the speed.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to keep a hand on it.
Yes.
It turns out it will take over and drive with like hands free as long as the first number in your speed is no higher than 7.
Oh. And of course, that would be no problem for you because why would you ever have more than a seven as the first number?
So as long as you're in the sevens, somethings, the car will just, when it's ready, it goes, you're good.
It automatically takes over.
It switches over to it.
So this is highway driving only. It's not navigating you to...
No. This is not a Waymo. This is highway driving. I still have to be in the car.
You get up to a certain speed and it's like,
if I look away, it will show me a sign that says, put your eyes back on the road.
Right.
But it's... Anyway, there I was.
But your hand has to be on the...
Heading into the city.
Okay.
And I see this big sign over by the ballpark.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, opening day!
Oh.
And I went, yeah! The Giants home opener is today at 1:35 versus Seattle. Go Giants!
Let's go Giants.
We have the most ridiculous division in baseball right now.
Why is
that? The Dodgers are undefeated. The Padres are undefeated. And we're like 5-1. We're 5-1 and we're in third place.
Ridiculous. Take her out. I'll do it for you.
Don't hurt Miss Rachel. She's nice. Anyway, go Giants. And, undefeated. It's like.
Well, we're only 6 games in.
Well, the Dodgers, I think, are 8-0, and the Padres are like 7-0, and then here we are.
We're 5-1
or something like that. But I mean, what kind of. Sheesh.
Who's got the bat thing going on? Is that the Yankees?
That's the Yankees.
Hmm.
Time for nerd news.
Okay. Nerd alert. Nerd alert. Nerd alert.
Oh. Did you hit it?
No, I didn't.
Oh, he did it. Good job, Maddie.
I was about to. I thought maybe we weren't going to get that.
It was a little slow. Mm. Want to try that again, Ben?
Nah.
Come on, set me up.
It's time for nerd news.
Oh, boy.
There we go.
A study found monkeys are better yodelers than we are.
Oh.
Howler monkeys.
And they yodel.
Born to yodel.
Flipping their voices up and down. Yodeling is awesome.
Nope.
I mean, you wouldn't want to listen. I did.
No.
You wouldn't want to like be listening to yodeling music all the time, but it is kind of cool. Like that little voice break. I think it's really neat when it's in like a little song. People love it.
Can anybody who's ever listened to this show over the course of time please report that you've heard Sarah say, I hate yodeling. It's the worst.
It's not the worst.
You like yodeling
now.
Used to make fun of Jewel all the time.
Because she would do that yodeling thing. That thing is, I wasn't making fun. When did I make fun of her? I'm like, it was crazy. Like, you just don't expect it. And all of a sudden, she's doing this thing where she's yodeling. She's getting faster and faster and faster and faster.
Yes.
I said... No one wants to listen to it. Okay, play it. Yeah, listen. I said at the beginning of that statement, you don't want to sit around listening to it. But when people just throw a small yodel into a song, that's awesome. Like we're just talking about Only the Lonely. She does a yodel at the end, and it's really cool.
Cool.
I find it to be cool.
There's some yodeling in one of the Trolls movies, and I like it. Sounds like this, though.
Where are we at?
Did you get that from the movie Trolls?
It's traditional yodeling from the Alps.
All right.
Oh,
I only go for the good stuff.
Right.
Okay.
In The Sound of Music, there's a big yodeling song, too.
Well, nobody watches that.
Okay.
In Terminator news.
Yes.
The opposite of Sound of Music.
Your boy Elon Musk
Oh, is he the Terminator?
By the way, someone wrote in and said, and so now we have, there's conflicting reports. Yeah. I saw a news story that said Elon Musk had been asked to step down from Tesla. Mm-hmm. I figured it was clickbait. Didn't even bother. Who cares? And then you confirmed it.
Yeah. I saw the story. Out there.
Someone else wrote in and said, that's a April Fool's gag.
Oh.
So what I have seen is that they're pressuring him to step away from Doge. So that he can focus on his companies. But we'll see.
I see.
I think that Wisconsin election probably has something to do with
that. I don't
want to
wish for anyone to get hit by a car, but.
Elon Musk is building an army of robots. He said Tesla.
Oh, that sounds like a great idea.
Tesla will produce at least 5,000 of its Optimus Helper robots this year and 50,000 next year.
We saw this at Kim Kardashian's house, right? Didn't she have one of these things and it was like maybe trying to help her? I can't remember what the deal was.
I don't remember that being a Tesla product, but if that's the case, okay. Mm. He predicted they'll be the biggest product of all time and eventually outnumber humans. The Optimus Helper robot, 5,000 this year, 50,000 next year.
Okay, the S just got really real. Like that's, you know, it's one thing, AI on your computer. I could pick this computer up and smash it on the ground, no problem. Now we're putting it into robots. You can't stop a robot. Everybody knows that. Everybody knows that.
But can they yodel?
You know what? They probably can. And they probably do it better than anyone else on Earth. Because they're robots.
In exercise news.
Oh.
A study found marathons are so taxing on your body, your brain starts eating itself.
Oh my gosh.
The effects are just temporary though, but that is...
Well, I heard once you eat your brain cells, you never get them back.
I don't think that's what you heard.
Something like that. Close.
I don't think they meant it about eating them. Burning them up or whatever.
Yeah.
With your doobie weed.
Isn't it all the same?
I don't know.
Eating them, smoking them.
Packing your nose with that powder, I'm sure wasn't helpful.
No, there's nothing wrong with that.
What are you talking about?
To me, that
about?
Just stimulates everything. You're like,
you're breathing
that more.
Stuff directly into your head hole.
Yeah. Woo. Everything's so weird. So awake. Hilarious drug jokes.
Well.
Anyway, don't eat your brain cells. Go on.
That's it.
Oh, okay. That was.
Marathoners.
It's like a fast fact.
It's, well, kind of.
Hmm.
I don't have a whole story for you.
I liked that.
The world record for pull-ups is now solidly back in American hands.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Pull-ups?
If you've ever done a pull-up, you'd know these things are freaking hard.
Mm-hmm. Even just like the hang, remember? Mm-hmm. I don't think girls always had to do the actual pull up. You just had to hang there.
Oh, as part of the presidential exercise.
You had to do so
program.
Many of these, 20 of these, and hold on.
A guy in Utah named Truett Haynes first broke the record 2 years ago by doing 8,100 of them in 24 hours. But then a guy in Australia did 500 more than that.
Oh, my God.
Another American named Doug Martin topped that record in September, but Truett just snatched it back. He did 10,001 pull-ups in 24 hours.
Oh my shocking. God, that's so many.
It is shocking.
It is shocking. How many minutes are there in a day, please? I'm wondering how, like, are you doing them nonstop? 10,000? Are there 10,000 minutes
in a
day?
You'd have to break because your body wouldn't let you do them.
1,440?
There's 1,440 minutes in a single day, and this guy did 10,000. Like, that is 10 a minute without stopping. I don't know what it is, actually. But, you know, it's a lot per minute. I mean, it's a lot per minute. You never get to stop.
I don't know.
Maybe he, you know, can just do a bunch of them real fast and then take a break.
I don't know. I really.
That is crazy.
There's video of it. Let me see if I can. Yeah, okay.
Are they fast?
There's video. It's right here. Oh, great. Oh, let's watch an ad, everyone.
I can't wait to watch an ad. It's going to be great. Any minute now, we'll get to skip. Oh, this.
Skip.
Oh, there we go. Phew.
Okay, here he goes.
It is.
Two, three.
He
four,
just keeps going.
Five. Yeah, this.
Okay.
It's incredibly impressive. That's incredibly impressive to think that someone just... Okay, so now...
He's fairly slim in terms of muscular build. He's not Arnold in that way.
Oh,
he's,
no, right.
I'm sure...
You probably have to be strong, but not
jacked.
Too heavy.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So now hold on. So somebody breaks the record. You said it went back to Australia with this guy with the 10,001. But the start of the story is we have the record again.
Yeah, we've got it. Truett just got it back with 10,001 pull-ups.
That's this guy.
And that's this guy.
Okay.
Way to go, dude.
Incredible. USA.
USA. USA.
Right. Good job, you guys.
Thanks. We're hype people.
Mm-hmm. If someone you love passes away and this happened with my Willa, and you get them cremated, you get their ashes in a box handed back to you. And in that moment, you're like, you're still pretty busted up, and you go, you know, oh my God.
Thank you.
Yeah. Right. And then you bring them home and you go, oh, I'll put this here for now.
Mm.
Willa's ashes are still where I put them that day, in the closet, on a top shelf, in a corner. Huh. I don't know what to do with them.
Oh, I have mine. Why not?
You have them where?
I just had two dogs die, so I have ashes from both, and I have them.
Do you just have them in the box, or did you get a little urn?
It's a beautiful little box that they.
Yeah, you get a nice box.
Oh, it's a nice box. Yeah. It's not just a cardboard box with their name scratched on it.
I haven't. I guess.
A couple dead guys on like the banister or the shelf.
Yeah, they're on one of my shelves.
All right.
I don't know.
No, I don't know either. That's why.
And I don't know what to do. Like exactly, how long do I leave them there?
If I got someone's ashes, dog, human, otherwise, I would immediately find a way to get rid of them.
That's my point.
So let's go to the ocean and be like, they loved the ocean.
You love your dog.
They just loved it here in the ocean so much.
They give you this beautiful box. You're grieving. I put it away thinking, you know, I'll figure out what to do. And now I don't know how many years, a handful at least, probably
five
more.
Easy.
I don't know. I don't know what to do. I don't want to throw them away.
No. But so go to the beach. She loved the beach so much.
I love the beach.
She grew up in Montana. She'd never even been to the beach. Nope, the beach. She was always talking about it, how she just wanted to be in the beach. Let her go.
This should probably go without saying, but if you're keeping someone's ashes in an urn at your home, keep it out of reach for any little kids that might be around. Earlier this year, a woman went viral on TikTok when she showed how her toddler had emptied out a makeshift urn with Peepaw's ashes.
Oh, Peepaw.
She says she then vacuumed him up before she realized what the dust was, and then added, it appears my child ate some of Peepaw's ashes.
That's fine.
You know, when a kid has stuff all over there, oh my God.
What did you eat? I ate Peepaw.
Paint?
Oh.
Marker? Peepaw?
Well, you've only got yourself to blame, lady. Did you say makeshift urn? Who's putting people's ashes in a makeshift urn? Don't you wait to get a real urn?
This is a second story. So the first one is that the Peepaw's ashes ended up everywhere. This time, a different woman showed the aftermath of her toddler. Once again, emptied the urn with her father's ashes and ate some. She's got video. He just tasted it and spat it out and then played with the liquidy ash mess he made.
Yeah. It probably turns into like a doughy, like a flour, you know, like a mud, a muck.
Why is she filming him and not stopping him from doing this?
She wants to go viral.
Well, trying to go viral. Yeah. Okay. I mean, we all got to do something, right?
You're right. I'm sorry. That's a dumb question.
I don't know.
That's definitely
wrong. I am trying to side with some people here, though, in that I was handed a box of ashes and went, all right, I guess I admit I'm in the same boat as you all these years later. I've got this beautiful box. It's my beloved, you know, pet, but I'm like, I don't know. It's not hurting anyone in the closet. It's fine.
Right. It isn't hurting anyone in the closet, but you keep seeing it. Maybe it's hurting you.
It's every not, time you I don't see, the see box, it that often. You,
oh, it's but then okay. There it is. Oh, she's in there.
I love you too, Willa.
Aww.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few of the things that you guys had to say. My sister has her horse's ashes in a trunk in her home.
Oh.
Oh. That's a lot of ashes.
Where did it go?
Do you think they maybe just scoop up some? Like, is there really that?
All of this occurs to me, yes.
Do they clean that area out, or do they just keep putting new animals on top?
I don't know.
And they just give you a scoop.
I don't know what they
do. It
could be any. It's just. I mean, you're not going to get those tested.
Well, we got two. I had two options when Kelly Clarkson passed last month. They said,
Kelly Clarkson is his dog.
You can
it's
have
a
her
dog's name.
Cremated, and she'll be cremated with all the other animals at once, or you can pay $700 and have her cremated by herself, and you get the ashes in a nice box and everything. So,
as in, we're definitely mixing in other pets' ashes.
We're just charging you more. I don't know. But
well, someone is saying here, when a human is cremated, they give you a plastic bag and a plastic box. When your pet is cremated, they put your ashes in a really nice cedar box. And that's true. It's a nice box, and it gets a little placard on it.
Oh.
Mine has like a little thing.
I have my mom's ashes, some of them. A lot of them we took and put in the ocean. In a velvet bag, and I keep that in like a makeshift urn. So there you go.
Huh.
Sarah, well-deserved drum roll on eating your brain cells.
Oh, thank you. Thanks so much. Thank you. I like a rim shot. Hit the rim.
I read and heard that Elon is only able to work for 120 days, so if that's true, it should be out in May or June. I don't know what that was.
I don't either.
Didn't Sarah Singh take it out? Take it out at the ball game?
No, I actually take me out to the ball game.
I don't know. I thought you were like...
No, I wasn't. You don't. There's literally no need for you to play anything.
It is 94.7 Alternative Portland, where Derek is...
Oh. Oh. The wrong button.
What the heck was
Hi,
that?
Hi, Jane.
Hey, Janie.
Jane is checking in.
Jane.
You know, she's been on the road. She's back in town. She's
That's weird. Were you just playing two files at once?
This so thing weird. Has got a trigger that it shouldn't be there, but I usually don't.
Damn. That was fun. I like having Jane on the show. That was a good visit. Thanks, Jane.
I really enjoyed that, Jane. Yeah. You're
Jane.
Best.
I'm going to go away now.
Crazy.
Sarah Boy Maddie.
He was all on the show.
Last night in Napa. Unbelievable show.
I think
that's Matt Nathanson.
Oh, the other Maddie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that means he's around. Let's get him on. Love that guy.
When did she text him?
I'm not allowed to. It's part of the restraining order.
You aren't allowed to. No. Isn't that fun?
Well, for you. Less fun for me.
What record label is allowing Hitler songs? I will definitely be boycotting them.
Yeah, I think it's Kanye West record company.
Yeah, he's putting this stuff out himself. No record company is dealing with him anymore.
Right. Douchebag Central. Douche Kebab. Records.
Douche Kebab? That's cute. I actually like it.
Douche Kebab Records. All right. Let's go with that then.
Well, but I like it.
Oh, all right. I don't know. Camel Toe Records. Moose Knuckle Records. Like, what do you want it to be?
Maddie was right. There are quite a few West Virginia jokes in here, and I know that it hurts him, so I won't read those.
Yeah, don't send those. That's hurtful.
408 says, I want Vinny shoes. Now they're not just worn by me. Sarah has also worn them.
Yeah.
That's got to bring their price
take
up
the price
to like
out. Sure.
$20 in
Whoa,
value.
Right.
I mean, they're worn.
You know, here's the thing, though. I don't know who would mail those out. Do we have to do it?
Yeah. This is why.
I really don't feel like packing and shipping. Let's just find some nice tickets that we can put people on a guest list for. Let's get some
good
prizes.
Let's just enjoy the contest this week, and then when it comes up again, we'll enjoy it again.
Well, you know what, though? We always forget that we did fun things.
I will remember.
I'm going to keep doing fun things.
We'll keep doing it. More fun. We'll do something else fun next week.
You're right.
It's always something. Every week. Listen in.
All right, you want to know what's coming up?
I do.
The Boss, The Hips That Don't Lie, and Miley Cyrus.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.